Lindsay and Whipper.
Hey, podcasters, how you going? It's Tuesday today, toughest day of the week, especially if you went to the Mardi Gras on the weekend.
Oh, mate.
And you had a bender, two three-day benders Tuesday, you hit a wall. The old E-Tuesday, they call it.
I was nearly arrested.
Can I buy a vow? Yeah. You sure can.
Okay.
No, that's illegal.
What is it? It's exciting. Really good podcast coming up tonight. Did I mention that my mum listens to the podcast? Did you know that?
Christine Whipfley.
Yeah, big fan of the podcast. Helps her go to sleep. She's
not a cougar. I'm a big fan of her.
Take it easy, mate.
She's
a
lovely
lady.
My mother,
and you only ever have one mother.
Christine, you're a gorgeous lady, and I don't know how you've lived in that house with young Michael Whipfley.
What? My mum is a wonderful, wonderful woman. She has loved me for 37 years now. I love you, mum.
Yeah. You don't talk to her very nice, I don't
what
think,
do you
sometimes.
Mean?
Your etiquette around your mother is horrible.
I'm always polite. How's your mum going, mate? Has she bought you any barley rip-offs for Christmas?
Claire Fizzle, she's still making cookies for Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah? Did she still buy any more of those Philabong T-shirts?
Oh, no, that was a mistake, and you know that. They were from Barley's. She thought they were Billabong.
But it was Philabong.
Yeah, unfortunately, my cousin Shane put his hand up, and he now wears them.
We got word of the day at all, Josiah? I thought you were doing word of the day today. Millie, you got word of the day. Do you want to go? Lukey, you got word of the day? Anyone want to jump in?
No one's got word of the day.
Word of the day. Yeah.
Stuff. That's next. Kellyanne Conway. She's a Republican politician over in the States. She's serving as a counsellor to Donald Trump at the moment. Mm-hmm. You may remember her. She was the girl that got up. I think she was the one who introduced alternative facts. I think she was one of those who went on and said, oh, no, you know, you guys in the media are coming up with alternative facts.
Sure, okay.
And they're going, well, they're still facts.
Still facts.
And she was also the one who was kneeling on the couch in the Oval Office there.
Oh, without her shoes on.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, did she have her shoes on?
No, look, I hope not for the sake of the Oval Office couch there. God.
There's a guy who saw Kellyanne Conway in public and went over to... He did quite well because he went over to her and said, Kellyanne, I'm a massive fan. Can I get a selfie with you, please? So he got his phone out. She said, yeah, no worries. Thank you very much. It's good to see that you're a Donald Trump fan. He gets his phone out. Chucks his arm out for the selfie, Sarah. He starts recording instead of taking the photo.
Oh, dear.
Great game.
And he does this.
Say, I'm ruining America.
Oh.
No?
All right. Really brave saying that.
Thank you.
That's a bit mean.
I'm ruining America. Say, geez, I'm ruining America.
And what can she do in that situation?
Nothing. Take off your shoes and kneel on the couch.
It's not bad. I mean, for you to sort of have the patience to go, okay, I don't like that person, but I might go over, be nice to them, ask for a selfie, and then stitch them up.
That's the annoying thing. If you know the great gag of holding your camera out and you go, okay, smile, but you're filming the whole time. Very funny to see people posing for a long period of time. You can't do that if you're doing a selfie, can you? Because you can see that you're recording, which is a bit annoying if you're trying to do that gag in a selfie form. Get onto that app if you can this morning, Apple.
It's really hard. There's another funny one going around, Sarah. I'll have to get this one up in a photo of you because there was a young kid with the election campaign.
Yep.
With Hillary Clinton. He got a selfie, young fella there.
Oh, that's a nice photo.
That's a nice photo, isn't it? But on his Snapchat, he wrote, learn to manage emails, dipshit.
Whoa. That's aggressive.
But in the photo, it's just such a beautiful moment where he sucked up to her. Oh, my whole family loves you.
Tom.
Yes.
Can I just say, first of all, really disappointed by this, because we asked for this purifying peel-off mask. This new viral thing that's going around. Mm-hmm. I reckon when we started 2017, am I right, guys?
2016, I think, mate.
That was...
Yep.
What are we talking? How long have we been on air? 7, 8 weeks?
Yeah, very long time.
I mean, just be grateful you've got it,
I suppose. It's popping up in everyone's Instagram feeds.
Yeah, I've seen this.
And it has been so popular, it took us ages to actually get it delivered.
So it's like a black mask that you put on your face to rip the blackheads out, yeah?
Exactly right.
Awesome.
So, yeah, Sarah, do you know any of your friends using this?
No, I've never actually heard of it.
No, I've seen it online. So you just put it on like a mask, Sam. Remember those Biore paw packs?
Yes, that you would put the strips on your nose and
you'd
rip
it,
them off.
And it'd pull all the blackheads out. It was quite rewarding. So that's the idea.
So, you know, that's one regret that I have because I was grew up on the beach. One regret that I had growing up that I didn't use the old oil of Olay.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, no moisturiser for me. Later in life I have. I'm trying to get the boys onto it at an early age. But
do they need it now?
But no, they don't need it now, but I want them to get into a routine so then it's just part of cleaning their teeth.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
We're a lot more sun smart now too.
Yeah, we are.
So you don't have to, you're not going to end up with such harsh crow's feet like your eyes.
I know, I've got a few wrinkles. So we're going to go for it today.
To be clear, you've seen obviously the videos where it goes well.
Yeah.
You've also seen the videos where it doesn't, yeah?
Got one here, Maddie.
So I guess I'll just go ahead and get this going here. Oh God. Oh God, it's worse by the hairs. Okay. Oh my God. Here we go. I'm just going to give it a good rip.
So, yeah, look, it can, if it sticks to your face.
Did that rip her skin off?
No, it didn't rip her skin off.
How does it go as well with facial hair? Because the guy in that video he was quite a young guy and doesn't have any facial hair. And the ones that I've seen on Instagram are largely girls as well.
Yeah, I don't want to have. You don't want to get stuck in your beard, guys. And that's me only at this stage.
All right. Well, we are going. Okay, we're gonna have
God, who's
gonna
apply it? Tom, do you want to be the applicator?
I'd love to.
Oh, thank you.
So do we just rub it onto our face?
Are we going to be able to get it off our face? Because I don't want to walk around for the rest of the day and everyone thinks I'm racist.
See, did you...
I was going to say I don't want my face to be ripped off.
Mate, I was going to say, if it goes wrong, your biggest issue isn't going to be race.
Look at Fitzy, you're not playing for the Super Bowl.
I feel like I'm in the NFL.
That's awesome. Do the stripes, two stripes.
Now you've got to apply.
It's got to be thick, mate. It's not sunscreen. You don't rub it in.
You've currently gone for the Australian fast bowler zinc.
Yeah, you have.
You're supposed to be going a full face application.
Mate, you look like you're on Zero Dark 30 and you're going in.
Using the window as a mirror is not ever great.
Tom, this is a disaster already.
Did you put makeup on today?
Yeah, I did.
Do I put it all over or just around my nose?
Just around your nose, I think.
Everywhere.
Over your forehead, around your chin.
You've got a mate everywhere. On your forehead. You've got a pimple there. Yeah. Put it up there.
What do?
I think you just start at the corner. Don't even peel it like a Band-Aid.
I might stuck in my beard a bit.
I don't think you put on enough to be able to actually peel.
He's got heaps on
there. Yep, there you go. There you go.
It's coming off my nose now.
No, I'm not touching it.
Oh, was it? Here we go.
Hey, you guys.
My eyes!
Oh, Fitz, your skin looks quite good.
Oh, I think my eye's about to fall out of the socket.
I mean, you've left a little bit on your nose, which is gross.
Oh, Batman.
Now, how do you know how many blackheads? Because it's black anyway.
You got to look at your seat. Look in there. How many black... I'm pretty good, man.
You can't say anything.
You're very good. There's
I'm
nothing.
I'm pretty good.
Have I got
either
it off my
or
nose?
It doesn't work.
Is it off my nose?
Yeah, it's off your nose. Whip.
But there's some under your eye and on
just
your cheek.
It looks like I've got ash in my hand.
I've been getting moisturiser advice from Kate Ritchie. Oh, yeah, there's a couple of big ones.
I can't really see anything on here.
That's not nice.
No.
Yeah, there you go. Well, there you go.
Who's got the most? That's great radio.
Do you know what I feel like?
Great radio,
right
there.
Do you know what I feel like doing now?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Planking.
Planking?
Or the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah, I think, Tommy, I mean, the request has been out for a while for the ice bucket challenge.
Yes, Tommy.
This is the new viral. Back to the old
Did
viral.
Did it hurt to take off?
Yeah, slightly, yeah.
Well, Whipper hasn't taken a lot of his off, so there seems to be a bit under his eye, on his nose, on your cheek.
There's no question that's a stupid question like any question I know.
Can I kick it off today?
Yep, what do you got?
Amber Sherlock last night on Channel 9. Can three girls wear the same white top? No, that's not the question I'm asking.
That is a stupid question.
No, but Amber Sherlock, who's the weather presenter last night, I want to know how you can determine this.
The wind chill made it feel much colder this afternoon. The airport was 22 degrees but felt 8 degrees chillier, 14 degrees, while Bankstown was 24 degrees but felt more like 18 degrees.
What I want to know, how can you determine the what it feels like weather? Do you know what I mean? You know how it says it was 22 degrees, but it felt like 14 degrees. You have a temperature gauge.
It's a measurement of chill in the air.
To tell you that it's 22 degrees.
There are phone apps that do it.
Yeah, it's temperature and then there's wind chill.
They show the temperature, and how it feels.
But there's a temperature gauge that tells you it's 22.
Thermometer.
Yeah.
Is there another gauge that tells you? No, mate.
Yes, there is. That measures the wind chill. But I've spoken.
Any other stupid questions
Tom?
You have for me, masked
Tom,
man?
What have you got?
Well, it is called the Celsius Wind Chill Index, and it's all about how the wind affects your
body.
Exactly
what I was talking about. I didn't know if there was one, but I went for it anyway.
Because it happens in New York quite a bit, where it says, you know, like it's 5 degrees, but really it feels like it's -3. Yeah. Well, wouldn't it just be -3?
Yeah, how do you know how I'm feeling? And I've got a jacket on, so does it affect me? You know what I mean? Where's that measurement?
It's all about how it hits your skin, and it was developed by the US Navy originally.
Oh, was it?
The Winchell Index.
Thanks, Tom. You're on fire this morning.
Good on you guys.
Hayley in Murraywood, what's your question?
I've got a question for you guys, but just before I go ahead, I was just wondering if I might be able to grab a key ring from you.
Very cheeky, but you've got one, Hayley.
100%. Thank you. Amazing.
$1,649.
Amazing. I was just wondering if you guys have been wondering this for years and years. Can you tell me the difference between a spider web and a cobweb?
Well, the same thing, aren't they?
Well, cobwebs, I mean, when you think about it, where would you find cobwebs? You think of like an attic.
Yeah, isn't it sort of dust and it comes with time, whereas a spider web is built.
But a cobweb is a spider web.
Yeah.
Is it an old one, though, that's been abandoned by the spider and then over time it gets dusty?
An aged spider web is a cobweb.
Well, it becomes weak and it's a different texture when it hits you. It's not sticky anymore.
It's still
anymore.
A spider web, though, mate. It's an old spider web.
Yeah, but it's like going...
Call it a ye olde spider web.
No, it's like going, this is veal and this is steak.
What?
In a sense.
Sort of.
No, younger there's a bit difference between veal and steak.
Younger bit of meat. That is the worst analogy I've ever
seen
on this show. Are we still on air?
You're overthinking it.
Are we? What's a cobweb then?
All right, cobweb comes from the old word cop, C-O-P-P-E, meaning spider. They're exactly the same thing. Spider web, cobweb, exactly the same.
Hayley, great question. Thanks for calling.
Well,
I hope we've helped.
Michael in Gosford, what's your question, Mick?
G'day, Mick. Where's Michael in Gosford gone? Where's he gone?
Yeah, no one.
Sorry, boys. I had you on mute.
Thanks, mate.
I was wondering why at a Chinese restaurant it's called a Lazy Susan.
A what?
Lazy Susan.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, it would make sense it's lazy because it spins in a circle,
but
therefore you don't
Susan.
Have to reach. But why Susan? Mm. Who was Susan? Is it like cyclones where they just grab a name and go with it?
Is it spelt like Susan as well? S-U-S-A-N?
I think it is, isn't it? I'd love a Lazy Susan at home because we have a round table.
Who's Lazy Susan, Tom?
Okay, so Thomas Jefferson invented the Lazy Susan in the 18th century, although they were referred to dumb waiters at the time. But Jefferson invented the Lazy Susan because his daughter complained that she was always served last at the dinner table.
And her name was Susan.
Her name wasn't Susan. Susan what? was a popular name for waitresses at the time.
Jefferson was a president?
Yes.
Yeah. God, that's good, isn't it?
So
Lazy Susan should...
How are waiters and waitresses called Susans?
Well, no, it was just a common name. So it'd be like calling...
Yeah, in the hospitality business, you're known as a Susan.
Like you'd be slacking off Mary or doing nothing Mary.
What?
Could have gone with... I'm just
you
saying
might
they
be
could have gone with Mary.
Yeah.
It was just a common name at the time, was it, Tom?
Yes, that's right. It was a common name for waitresses at the time.
Okay, yeah, that was uneventful, wasn't it?
I like that. I needed to know where that came from, and I think there should be more Lazy Susans, in fact, on every table. I've spoken.
Let's go to Brooke in Penrith. What's your question, Brooke?
Morning, boys. How are you?
We're good, Brooke, although Sarah's shaking her head. She's concerned for this segment.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Well, firstly, I just want to know how your black face masks are going, survive.
Starting to harden up. What do you reckon, 10 minutes now?
Well, Whipper's hardly applied any. Sarah hasn't put it on at all. I'm the one who looks like Batman, and I'm nearly dry.
You've gone over the top. This is to reveal how many blackheads we've got on our nose, if you're just tuned in. What's your question, though, Brooke?
Well, I've been wondering for years now. I just want to know the difference between a hill and a mountain.
Well, it's the size, isn't it?
No, because you can have some hills that are higher than a mountain.
Can you?
Yeah.
Name one.
How do you know that?
I just do know that.
That is not justification in this segment.
All right. Well, what's an example? I don't think it would be altitude which determines a hill or a mountain. I would have thought it had something to do with possibly peak. Because a mountain, traditionally, if you think of a mountain, it peaks, doesn't it?
Where a hill is rolling.
A hill sort of rounds out, doesn't it? I'm just going off visuals here in my mind.
It's all right.
I mean, what mountains have we got here?
Kosciuszko?
Yep.
Mount Druitt?
Different.
Is that a hill? So you'd suggest it was a hill, wouldn't you? What's the difference between Mount Druitt and Rudy Hill? I don't suggest it's an altitude or peak thing.
Nope.
Besides besides the RSL, Sarah? Is that
more
what you're thinking?
More pokies.
Yeah, more pokies. Tommy, has it got anything to do with pokies?
It doesn't have anything to do with pokies. It's all about how high it is. 300 metres or more means it's a mountain.
Wow.
Hills are not as high or steep, but they both have summits. They both hills and mountains have obvious summits.
I suppose they have to have a summit, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, now you change your mind.
No, I'm learning, Sarah. This is an educational
segment. I have spoken.
Oh. You're fired.
Oh. So what did you get there? You only got one out of the four.
Well, it's not one. It's about a discussion where we all learn.
Yeah.
Hey, Batman, go and save the city.
Bieber fans, we've got more tickets coming up very soon, but get excited because his first concert in Australia was last night over in Perth, obviously, and then you need some footage from yesterday, obviously, of the girls who are waiting in line to get to the front of the Bieber concert, obviously singing a few Bieber songs. So they're in the line. Mm-hmm. Guess who goes for a run, runs out of his hotel and decides to go for a run around the Swan River?
Smiling for cameras as he went for a run around the Swan River.
Oh, my God!
So he went for a run, Justin Bieber, before the concert last night, and girls went into meltdown. There was about 48 security there having to protect him from the girls running at him. I just love their reactions.
Oh, my God!
There was another story on the news last night, similar to that with the Justin Bieber.
A sick man was taken into custody, exposing himself to the line at the Justin Bieber concert. Tom Ivey was charged and remains in prison overnight.
Man, how did I get roped into that?
I'm sorry, Tommy.
Was the case.
There was another one as well.
A group of Justin Bieber fans were left traumatised after witnessing Michael Whipfley emerge from the surf at Bondi Beach.
Oh, my God!
8 girls are in a stable condition, but one girl remains critical.
You are an idiot with too much time on your hands.
Hayley Min, she's over from London, Sarah, and about 6 weeks ago she went out with the girls, had a big night out, had a couple of Bacardi breezes, and the girls ended up back at a Euros shop and went home. She couldn't remember most of the next day.
At a what shop?
Euros shop.
What's that?
Kebab.
Oh, okay.
Euros.
What do they call it over in the UK? It's kebabs,
Euros,
isn't it? Euros or Gyros?
Gyros, they can also say. Depends on which part of the world you're in.
Anyway, she couldn't remember the night before, woke up the next day, and her purse was gone. Clutch was gone, Sarah. She was just shattered.
Yeah,
I had everything in there, my credit cards. And so what she did is, well, there was nothing that she could do. So she had to go and get new credit cards, and she waited hoping that someone would be honest and send it in.
Yeah,
someone
sure.
did 6 weeks later.
Great news.
This has gone viral, though, because her purse was returned to her in the mail with everything in it. So great effort by a guy who found it, but he has now left a note, which is really creepy, and this has gone viral, sir. He's written, "To whom it may concern, dear Miss Haley, how are you? Hoping you will be fine and well. I would like to inform you that I found your precious purse by Liverpool Street Station. My whole intentions to go inside your purse was to look for your address or anything which can help me to send this thing to you, but nothing else. But what I did find was some naughty stuff in there as well. Don't need to feel any embracement. Honestly, I like those people who... No, he said embracement.
So he can't spell.
Yeah. Okay. Honestly, I like those people who take extra care. LOL.
What does that mean?
Yeah,
so what was
he
in
find?
There?
So I think he's found something.
Oh, protection.
For downstairs.
Oh, it might be dental floss.
Femfresh.
Kindly check all your belongings and, if possible, do let me know via email once you've received it on funny.stud@gmail.com.
Hang on a minute. Is that his?
That's his email, funny.stud.
Yeah, remember when you had really daggy email addresses like that?
No way. Hotpants69@hotmail.com.
Did you?
Never.
He then continues to say, "Just a piece of advice, kindly look after yourself and all your belongings when you go out or allow someone else because you are one of the most beautiful people I've ever seen. I am sure in real life you are even more beautiful as you compare to your picture. Have a good weekend. Please do not hesitate to contact me should you require anything or if you think you'd be able to do anything for me.
What?
Looking forward for your reply." Then he's finished with a really cheesy quote. "Enjoy every single moment of your life and enjoy as much as you can because you never know what is going to happen next.
Or when you'll lose your purse.
That feels like a threat.
Your secret friend or admirer. Oh. LOL email friend. Funny.studs @gmail.com.
He's trying a bit hard.
He's desperate. He's hoping she's in a moment of weakness and all of a sudden he looks like the wise man or the white knight that's come to her rescue.
She's put that straight up on Instagram and the poor bugger. Funny.stud now is getting a lot of emails from around the world. Those cheesy quotes that you do get on Instagram, do they give you a bit of a perk in the morning?
You mean motivationals? Is that what you mean? Do you know what? The city of New York's very good at it, where they'll put a lot of signs up around the city that just says, hey, don't look now, but someone loves you, or hope you're having a great day because you're the best thing in this town.
That's nice.
They do it really well. Yeah. We should start our own range of positive T-shirts
where
we come out with our own slogans.
I don't like
and happy.
There's a lot of people that do it regularly and they just miss the mark.
Sure.
Like Madonna the other day put up, whatever you think the opposite.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's a book title. She's ripped that off a book.
That's not going to get you anywhere in life.
Yep.
Well, no, that's not true. Whatever you think, challenge yourself to think the opposite.
But what,
so
what if I've got a dream of being a fireman?
Think the opposite, be a policeman.
Yeah, try your thinking.
Ashley Tisdale. She's a celebrity,
isn't
she?
High School Musical.
This is a beauty.
So what's she gone with?
If you aren't being treated with love and respect, check your price tag. Maybe you've marked yourself down. It's you who tells people what you're worth. Get off the clearance rack and get behind the glass where they keep the valuables.
She's taking it a bit too far. You get the point.
Man, if life throws you lemons, hang on to them. They're $7.50 a kilo.
Paris Hilton's a big one for these quotes as well. The time you enjoy wasting is not wasted time.
It's not bad.
Expect nothing and appreciate everything. Live for the nights you'll never remember with your friends. You'll never forget.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Shout for the moon, even if you miss. No, shoot for the moon. Shoot for the moon, even if you miss, you'll land among the stars.
Makes me feel so good this morning.
This is a good one, though.
Yeah, I need something.
Realize, real lies.
Yeah. Realize, real lies. Is that like one tequila,
realize,
two tequila, three tequila,
realize,
four?
Realize, real lies. It's not bad. Are we feeling all inspired for the day,
I
the Taco
love
Tuesday?
That. All right,
maybe not.
I'm ready for it.
Can't be stuffed.
Let's fire off with a couple of great ideas, guys. Three business ideas I was throwing at you this morning. Let's go to the first one. It's an app called, Just a Baby is the name of this app. The idea is that you meet people that you could form a bond with the idea of having a baby. So
it's
this is for
Tinder.
Everyone. No, this is different. Have a listen.
Hi, I'm Jackie Blaze, and I want to welcome you to Just a Baby. It's the new and revolutionising app that will help you find the right person with the same wants and all for the purpose of having a baby. And this is for anyone, married, single, gay or lesbian. If you're looking to have a baby for the purpose of bringing love into the world, log on to the app.
Great idea. So, say you and I might start chatting over just a baby, right? And I might think, hey, you're a really good person. Why don't we have a baby?
But when you want to date that person, why
not
would
particular.
You just want to jump to baby?
I don't want to be in a relationship with you, but I'd like to
bits.
Have a child.
I think there's more importance to the father of your child than actually a relationship with that person. Do you know what I mean?
No.
No, I think it's more important to know more about that person if they're going to be the father of your child.
Oh, yeah. But are they
than
the father?
To go into a relationship with them.
But that's the idea.
Aren't they just donating?
Yeah, they're donating.
Are they going to be involved? Because if they are, then that's a relationship.
Well, you'd work it out between yourselves. It mightn't be a relationship, but more an agreement.
But aren't there avenues for you to do that? And you can
go. Yeah, there are, but you go and pick and choose. This is a different way because it's more personal. So you can chat and we could get to know each other over 6 months there, and then I would offer you my seed.
So I don't think any couples have ever gotten themselves pregnant accidentally or otherwise and gone, it don't matter, it's just a baby.
Yeah, it's just a baby.
It's just ask Bryce Cartwright.
We've invited him to comment. He hasn't called us yet.
It's not a Christmas gift. It's just a baby.
What about this one, Seth? This is close. Yeah. This is called Sheba, but it's like Uber, but just for women.
Okay.
So if you want a woman driver and you're a lady, then this is for you because you might feel threatened getting into a stranger's car with a male driver. Now it's just all chicks.
But isn't that unfair? Aren't you saying that, well, male drivers aren't going to be any less safe than female drivers?
No, it's a creep point of view.
Sarah.
If you get in the car and Tom's your driver, you're going to think...
What's wrong with that?
You're going to think twice about giving your home address.
For every Tom, there is a creepy female.
Yeah. Think, what?
I mean, oh, it's more likely for a bloke to creep onto a girl than a girl to creep onto a guy.
Tom has actually done this, and there were some girls that jumped into the car, and this is what they... This is their reaction.
A sick man was taken into custody, exposing himself to the line at the Justin Bieber concert.
Very good.
And that's why Tom will never be an Uber driver.
Yep.
It's not a bad idea, although what I find funny, the conversation difference between the male standard Uber and the female Sheba, because it would just be left here, right there. Yeah, he's fine, mate. We're with the girls. Oh, my God, what is that perfume you're wearing? Those earrings are stunning. Where are you off to?
I went there last weekend.
It was such a hoot.
I would actually feel safer for BJ if she was out with the girls to get one of those home.
Yep. Really?
Yep.
Especially if a girl's drunk. Getting into a stranger's car, which is what Uber X is, you've got to go with the rule of backing it. Don't get me wrong when it comes to Uber.
You have the records with Uber.
Yeah, I know, and that's why you should back it. But if you didn't and you questioned and you're uncomfortable, you've now got Sheba. Great news, guys.
Sheba.
What about this one? With me. I love the idea. This is a South Korean company. They've developed the software so you can get a photo of a dead loved one and they can create a 360 feel around the dead person from a photo. Then you can bring it in like you would with a Snapchat filter and you can get a selfie with the dead person.
Well, don't you just get a photo of them previously before they passed away in Photoshop?
Well, you can, but this is more of a 3D image.
Do you think we should be helping people to deal with grief rather than
Your granny that played the piano in the beer garden, first woman to play the piano, Hazel, you know, when Hazel passed, if you wanted to get a photo sitting next to Hazel on the piano store, right, while she's banging out some tunes with her false teeth hanging out, you can now do that. And the photo will look like Hazel's actually right there.
But what are you going to do with that? You're not going to frame it and pretend you were there in that moment. Then you're just a liar.
Has there ever been a point?
Of course you're not going to caught up with my dead granny this afternoon.
Or what I'll do is I'll bring out an old photo before she died that I did, was sitting with her at the piano.
No, but you don't have that. If you don't have that, like if I wanted
but
to stand on...
But then you're lying about history. If you never met this person and never had a photo with them...
Oh, it's not about lying. It's the experience, Sarah, to go...
The experience
wouldn't
of
this
lying.
Have been great to sit next to Hazel at the piano?
How much money have you invested in this ad?
$500,000. No, I'm not buying any of this, mate. You've got the wrong idea. It's just a nice thing to celebrate your
Have you ever once taken a photo with your current family or anyone at all and just gone, the only thing missing in this photo is grandma... digitally imposed into the shot.
Now you can do it, mate.
Or when they do die, you're at the funeral and going, oh, bugger, I didn't get that photo with her at the footy.
Yep, now you can have one. Now you can have one with her at her own funeral. Series Fitzy and Wither. Nova. Lights. Camera. Hilarity. Oh, Sarah. Sir, concerning headline I saw this morning, Trouble in Paradise for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
No, don't say that, mate.
I didn't want to say that.
I'm not sure about this one. So the guys, they've been dating for less than a year and royal insiders keep saying that there's a very strong chance these two will head up the aisle.
Yep.
But then overnight, a body language expert has got involved and said, looking at those pictures of Harry and Meghan when they're at that wedding in Jamaica over the weekend, and you know, there's that shot of them sitting drinking and she's got his hand sort of on his back. Anyway, he's in every photo looking away from her, so they think he's bored. The photos are awkward and he's very much trying to signal that, or she's trying to signal they're a trophy couple and that's all.
What does the body language expert say about this?
That's a one-fingered salute.
Yep.
Sorry. It's not very good for radio, but you're not an expert, but you know what I mean, Sarah.
I know what you mean.
He wasn't doing that, was he?
Flipping the bird,
thank God.
You know, I think these things are kind of ridiculous, but then you know what? They're kind of true as well.
When
they show celebrity couples on the red carpet, there's always that. Think of Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban. They're always standing quite close to each other.
Yep.
Their faces are quite close. They're very much in love. Brad and Ange were the same. And then when things started to get bad, they would just stand with an arm sort of around each other.
What are you talking about? There was a close photo of Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry at the Oscars after party. Broke up 2 days later.
True.
Last time I saw you and Gary at the pub, you don't reckon that was a bit handsy?
Yeah.
There'd be no mistaking what was going on there.
At the tab.
That was a good thing, wasn't
it? Jeez, I felt like a bloody third wheel that
day. Especially when he bloody picked that $4 winner. You were getting very close to his
You've been a third wheel for a while now, Whips.
It was all on.
Maybe you should just leave us alone.
I'll get out of there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Heating
this
up.
This feud between Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman is very funny. These two clearly absolutely adore each other, but they want to pick a fight on social media. Maybe it's to make fun of all the celebrities who do actually fight. Anyway, Hugh Jackman is currently travelling the globe to promote the X-Men movie, the final one, Logan. And he's put up this photo with all these fans saying, thanks for an amazing visit, Beijing. And Ryan Reynolds has then retweeted it and said, pretty sure those are protesters. Anyway, it continues. They're very funny the way they have a go at each other. And it did all start back when I think it was Hugh Jackman was people's sexiest man alive.
Yep.
And then the year after was Ryan Reynolds.
Sure.
And since then they've been carrying it on. But hopefully Hugh Jackman will appear in Deadpool 2.
That would
that
be
has
awesome.
Been the thing he's
well,
been fighting for.
That'd be massive.
The other rumour for Deadpool 2, Rusty.
No way.
Russell Crowe has hinted that he may be in.
Now that would be big.
How did he hint?
Well, he just winked. He winked at one stage. A body expert came in saw it there, and they went, must be a wink for Deadpool.
Not to push for facts in the segment.
No. There was an article the other day saying that he hinted towards
it. Yeah, you heard it first right here.
I didn't read it. I just saw the headline.
That'll do.
The countdown is on, guys, for this Love Actually, the mini film.
Oh,
The sort of sequel mini
film. For comic relief?
For comic relief, yeah. Yep. Fundraiser over in the UK. March 24, it's going to air. Everyone has been talking about it because almost all of the cast are coming back, except for Emma Thompson, whose husband in the film, Alan Rickman, passed away about a year ago, and they've said out of respect they just won't bring back the character.
Sure.
They don't want it to be sad. It's supposed to be comic relief. But the focus has always been on Hugh Grant's character. He played the Prime Minister who fell in love with his secretary.
That's right.
Yes. And everyone was unsure whether or not they'd still be together. And overnight, a photo has gone up on Instagram of one of the cast with the two of them, referring to them as Mr. and Mrs. So they're clearly still together and
what do you
their
mean?
Characters are married.
Well, no, as the characters.
Yeah.
So in this sort of comic relief remake thing, will they still be together?
Will they still be together?
Right,
they will
okay.
actually be married.
I thought you meant in real life.
No. She was quite cute. That was
She's
quite
gorgeous.
A while. Yeah. Is she still good looking, Sarah?
She
hasn't aged too much.
Has the most amazing cheeks, you know, those sort of cherry cheeks.
Is Divine Brown in it? Did she get written into the story?
You don't always have to bring that up.
No.
He's bigger than that moment of his life.
Yeah, he's moved on. We didn't get on well with him when we caught up, did we?
Well, if you bring it up, he's not.
Of course
like
I didn't bring it up, but he didn't give us an inch in the interview.
I wish there was a body language expert in here the day that we interviewed Hugh Grant. He wanted out
the door straight away.
All the stars love you guys. Finally, this one, I know you guys like to have criticise the glossies, but Jess Mowboy has actually done an interview with Women's Day when they've asked her about her relationship. You know, she and, is it Thamele? Is that how you say?
Yep.
They've been together for, I think, almost 10 years. Anyway, she has said they have already started making wedding plans.
Wow.
It's on.
That's great news.
Very exciting.
Tommy, get Jess Mowboy on the show, can you? We
on
love that
it.
Girl.
This story's only just come in from Jackson in Michigan. Unnamed bloke. They don't have a name for him. 40 years of age. Unfortunately, he was in a building and he was told by his girlfriend that he was dumped. It was over. The relationship was over. He went crazy, was running around the building and ended up running out of the window, Sarah. Ran through the window yelling as he was falling from the second story, I am Spider-Man!
Oh.
Broke his ankle and he's got suffered cuts to his body, taken to hospital. He's going to be okay, but he hasn't taken the breakup too well.
Oh, yeah, I love this. 13, 24, 10. What superhero did you think you were after a breakup?
No.
Well, Spider-Man's the lamest of them. Let's be real.
Yeah, I've done that. I mean, I've broken up with three girls when I thought I was Spider-Man. Happens all the time.
People who didn't handle a breakup very well, give us a call, 13, 24, 10. Probably not a good time at the moment when the phones are going into meltdown for Justin Bieber tickets. But, I mean, it's a tough one, isn't it? In that moment, I mean, you just break down. This bloke didn't even see it coming.
Didn't he?
The window and the relationship breaking down.
And the Spider-Man outfit. I mean, I don't know why he would have yelled out, I'm Spider-Man, as he went through the glass.
Do you know,
really good effort.
Have you ever been dumped before face-to-face?
Oh, yeah.
And it
makes you stronger, man.
You try to be masculine. You try to look, you know, you don't try to show any emotion in your face. But really deep down inside of you, you just want to break down, you know? It's really hard.
I went out with a girl and it just wasn't working. And she wouldn't let me break up with her. It was quite bizarre. So I would say, I don't think this is working. We should go our own ways. No. I'm suggesting we should. Yeah, but it takes two people to break up with each other.
Yeah, but didn't you just stop speaking?
But one of them's not into it. Yeah, but both of us have to agree that it's not working.
No, they don't. It's over. Get out of my dungeon.
I got taken for a walk by this guy who I absolutely so smitten.
Was this the toe sucker?
Down to the park for a walk?
No, that was a different one. Okay. No, we went for a walk. I was at his house. He still lived with his parents. And he goes, let's go for a walk. Halfway around the walk, he breaks it off. He'd picked me up, so I didn't have a car to get home.
Yeah.
We had to still sit through lunch with his parents
when
I got back to the house. And then I had to call my younger brother to come pick me up.
Oh,
was not good.
You know, what superhero did you go with? Wonder Woman or
Batgirl? Always. Batgirl. Thank you.
You know, I remember a moment
sitting on my bed with this girl, and it just wasn't working. And she said it wasn't working. And then I said, "Look, let's forget about this." She cracked it and left the house. Right? And I saw her storm out the door because that was the front bedroom, and I could look out the window. Yeah. But as she walked out, I could see that she'd left her keys on the bed.
Aww.
So she gets to her car, realizes she hasn't got her keys, and then she had to make her way back to the front door.
Can I have the keys?
I just sort of throw them out the window.
Yeah, toss them to her.
See you later,
Dimity in Wollongong. What did your friend do, Dimity?
My friend broke up with his girlfriend, and then she, like, after work one night, stood out the front of his bedroom window for like a good couple of hours, and she just refused to be broken up with.
Some people just can't accept it, can they?
Mate of mine did a similar one where she got home from work and he'd actually pitched a tent in the back garden.
Oh.
And was planning on sleeping there.
He was homeless, though, at the time.
Unfortunately, so he'd just moved house.
Right.
And he'd move his tent into the back garden. No, that was his idea, and she'd wake up in the morning and he'd still be there in the tent. What are you doing, champ?
Have you changed your mind?
No. What about now? Next
right,
week?
Well, I'll still be here when you get back from
work. Because you've always wanted to be... You always admire the calculated person that gets... Or if someone finds out they're being cheated on, and then you've got the balance and the patience to be able to go, how am I going to reveal this beautifully or stitch that person up?
Yeah, I would hire an organisation to plan it, be like an event planning sort of business. And to get revenge, I would go all out, sir.
Remember that?
Probably chuck a couple of grand in there, make it a big occasion.
Oh, look, money well spent, Fitz.
Make it go viral.
Remember the story I told you about the bloke who works here, and his wife was into photography, but she was also a flight attendant. And she went away, but she left her camera at home, and he thought, I'll do the nice thing, and I'll go and get the photos developed. So when she gets home, she's got her pics she can look through.
Rookie mistake. He goes
to get the photos developed. The guy at the store says, is this your wife in the... photos. Yeah. And he says, yeah, it's her film. He says, I can't give them to you. I'm not going to give you these photos.
Yeah.
He said, what do you mean? You do not want to see what these photos are.
Aww.
By the time she arrived home, smart, he'd just lay them out on the table. So she walked into this collage of her with somebody else going at it. Tough one. Tough one to go through the old.
How's she doing with work? She's been away for a while.
Or I would have cut them into like a jigsaw and you've got to put it together.
Get a real puzzle made.
So then you post one to each of her family members.
Oh, that's not Sarah, bad. That's nice. Mm. That's really nice.
Yeah.
To her dad.
You're sick, nice.
Put them on a t-shirt. Send them to the whole family.
A mug. Put them around the office on a mug.
Yeah.
Everyone needs good mugs.
Have you ever been broken up? Someone broken up with you, Tom?
Yeah, the girl that shaved her head.
Yeah, the girl that shaved
her
head.
Did she shave her head? Was that her reaction from breaking up with you?
was that
the lobotomy or was
that just... No, she did not have a lobotomy.
Why did she shave her head?
Because
it wasn't really the look you wanted in a woman, was it?
It wasn't Natalie Portman from V for Vendetta,
No, she wasn't acting or anything.
No, it wasn't.
Did she have any piercings?
No piercings. She just shaved her head. I think she wanted a change, like what Katy Perry's done.
Tats?
With Orlando Bloom.
Don't try and connect the two, Tom.
How long were you with her for?
Couple of months.
So it was just physical.
Yeah.
And what are her visiting hours now?
Yeah, I can like, see her on the weekends. Yeah, it's great. It's very hard to call her, but it's nice to see her.
Love checking
she
in with you.
She just rocks back and forth in a chair,
strapped to a chair.
Tom,
you did this to me. Fitzy and Wither.
Nova. Before I get to this story, with the headline reads, "Heartbroken bride tells bridesmaids they're uninvited to her wedding." Just on weddings, we didn't bring this up as well, but this came out. You know how Prince Harry was seen at a wedding over the weekend in Jamaica, sir?
Yeah.
That was a schoolmate with his girlfriend?
Yes.
This has been revealed from that wedding. Apparently, can we have some wedding music just to kick it off first of all? No, she's not starting.
There we go.
There it is. Apparently, on the dance floor, because you know when speeches are over, yep, it's bang, it's time to hit the dance floor. This song comes on.
Boom.
Right. You so know everyone gets up there.
You know exactly what to do here, guys.
Come on.
Moonwalk.
Oh, did you hear that? So anyway,
yeah,
Prince Harry gets up and everyone goes, whoa!
Royal.
Do the
worm. Gets up. No, don't do the worm. Do the moonwalk.
You're kidding me.
So Prince Harry in front of everyone starts doing the moonwalk, goes backwards straight into a waitress who has a tray of drinks and knocks them all over.
Yeah, it's Harry though. And what, some Justin Bieber fans cracked it at the drinks being smashed?
Yeah. Mate, Tom Ivy there.
He's the royal family.
He just continued to knock drinks over for the rest of the night. He moonwalked all the way home.
Do you know what? Even if that's not true, that's a great story. Well done to Prince Harry.
Well done, Tommy.
Anyway, let's get on to this heartbroken bride. Devastated bride-to-be. She's revealed how she's uninvited her bridesmaids from her wedding after their bad behaviour broke her heart.
That can happen.
21 years of age, she's getting married young, explained how her only group of friends from high school, they were set to be bridesmaids. However, the girls could be kind of flaky, she said, with them not even bothering to turn up to her 18th birthday. She wrote, my friends haven't really changed their ways. I tried to get them to come to my engagement party as well, but only my fiancé's friends showed up.
Oh.
The bride then goes on to explain how the final straw came when she asked her friends to go dress shopping with her. They all cancelled at the last minute.
That's horrible.
So she's uninvited the whole bridal party. She's got a new set.
Yeah, good on her. You're out. Them.
When we moved into our house when we were younger, being new in the neighbourhood, Dad decided to invite everybody round to, for the old meet the neighbours. I remember he came home from work. He was so excited. Mum had bought some, like, what do you call them? Splices.
Yeah, the
like,
ice creams?
Yeah, like little ice creams and everything. Mm. And Dad had done some basic catering and picked up some grog and everything. Mm. And then one by one, as we got closer to the mark of 7:30, the arrival time phone calls just came through.
Oh.
Sorry, we can't make it, John. No doubt we'll see you down at the corner store. Oh, sorry, we can't make it either. No one turned up. Dad just sat there.
Oh my God!
And then Justin Bieber arrived, which is a strange twist.
She's had a couple of days to think about it. She now feels terrible and wants to re-invite them to the wedding. But everyone on social media is
too
going,
late.
Don't do it, mate. Don't do it. They've dogged you. That's fair enough. I totally agree with that.
A couple I know, the entire groom's party got the boot and uninvited from a wedding because on the Bucks party, they took him down the main street and he was handcuffed to a light pole and they stripped him and they urinated on him.
Oh,
he got
can't do that.
He got hypothermia. Was midwinter.
These blokes are so clever.
No, he may have been stung by a jellyfish there.
Yep.
Oh, come on, Vitsy.
I think he was. And he had tinea. I believe it's good to wee on your feet if you've got tinea as well.
That's
so
a
they
lie.
Were helping him out and he got hypothermia and they were no longer invited to the wedding.
I mean, getting uninvited from a wedding, I can understand sometimes. Sometimes the list, you have to move function rooms and, you know, you have to maybe take a couple of people off. But if you get moved from a bridal party or a groom's party, that's a kick in the guts.
It's a huge kick in the pants. Guts and pants. Pank up. Choose your target, you know.
13, 24, 10 if it's happened to you before.
Gemma in Blacktown, you were the bride, is that right?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
What's your story, Gem?
I got married 2 years ago. One of my close friends who became a bridesmaid got a new boyfriend about 3 months out from my wedding.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
And he became her whole world, so she didn't have any time to do anything unless it was with him, so that was including dress fittings, hens preparation, bridal tea, all that sort of thing. And I said, you know what, enough is enough. I don't need you. And she wasn't even invited to my wedding, and I haven't spoken to her since.
Oh,
that's
God.
That's 2 years on.
2 years ago. Is she still with the guy?
No, she's not.
Oh, regrets.
See, I've had a few.
You've got to be there. You've got to be there for your best friend.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, in those moments, it's her most important day of her life, Sarah.
Yeah, and you invite her new beau.
Like, you reckon?
Yeah, no,
she's stuffed up there. Ashley and Cronulla, welcome to the show. Did you cut someone from the wedding?
I did, actually.
Who?
So what happened was, I've been engaged for a year now.
Yep.
And pretty much since I've been engaged, one of my bridesmaids hasn't called me, texted me, asked me how the wedding plans are going. Not just about the wedding, but just about me. Hasn't asked me about anything that's going on with my wedding. Mm. And she's meant to be a bridesmaid. Like, hasn't tried on the dresses, nothing.
So what? Have you made the decision yet? Have you cut her, Ash?
I've already called her. Cut her out.
Oh,
so what did you say to her, Ash? How'd you word it?
I pretty much just said, you just haven't called me, contacted me about the wedding.
Yep.
It's not just about the wedding. It's about the friendship at the end of the day, and you're gone. I was just like, so, I can't have you in the bridal party. I said, you can come to the wedding, but you can't be in the bridal party. Oh. And she pretty much was like, I don't want to be in the wedding. I don't want to be included in anything.
Girls, see, blokes are a little bit different. You know, I had to ring all my groom's party just to remind them, you know, the wedding's next weekend.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, mate. Sorry. Like, if a guy doesn't speak to his mate for a couple of weeks, we don't care, sir.
No. I know, but it's the biggest day in her life. You need to, as one of her friends, be really engaged.
I mean, the big reminder with my groom's party, sir, was I had to remind them it wasn't the Bucks party. Because that was the general feel on the day.
Well, you have 12 grooms. People.
Yeah. It's just all the boys are together again and feels like a continuation of that.
You didn't even have 12 mates. That it was wild unbelievable. Night. Minnie from Warrawong. Hey. What's your story, Minnie?
Hi. So my friend told me that she was getting married and I was like so excited for her. And then she said, yeah, you'll be the bridesmaid. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, first time being a bridesmaid. And then a couple of weeks before the wedding, I'm not even invited to the wedding. So,
No. No.
Yeah.
Have you called her on it?
No, we're still besties. I'm just like, oh, that's fine. I went to the engagement party anyway, so that was nice.
Minnie, good on you for realising it's just obviously a change of mind and it doesn't influence your friendship. That's good.
Yeah. Well, but it's most probably the mum bridezilla. That's most probably the whole that's idea not, of it, but that's okay.
Hooking up with a fiancé wasn't a good move either, Minnie.
No.
Gay in Penrith, what's your story?
Oh, man, I got dumped twice, boys.
No, Gay.
I did.
What do you mean?
We were best friends from school. Mm. We made a pact from teenage age. When we get married, you're both going to be standing next to each other. You're going to be my matron of honour.
Yep.
And then when we have kids, we're going to be godparents to each other. Yeah, no worries. So I got married first. She was my chief bridesmaid, matron of honour and all that kind of stuff. She did everything. Then she was getting married. So I was all teed up. I had the dress, everything. I took her to everything, took her to all the things, got all the hen's night was all organised. And then only a couple of weeks out, she went, oh, my mum reckons that you shouldn't be my matron of honour. It should be my sister.
No way.
Exactly right. So I got dumped, but still I'm standing in the church and I'm waiting for her sister to pick up her dress or grab her bouquet and she still sat there like her head
she did
in
nothing.
The clouds.
She did nothing.
I was still expected to do everything, even though I wasn't standing there next to her.
I'm gutted, Gay.
I
know.
It disappoints me when girls get sucked in by their mothers like that.
Oh, yeah. It's her day.
Wait, Sarah.
You're the bride.
It's your wedding. You do what you want. Gay was her best friend. They said in high school.
And now they're not even friends.
Yeah, but you have your mum for life.
Don't raise your voice to me, Sarah.
You're not my father.
Sorry for yelling, sir. Gay, are you there, Gay?
Yes,
are you still friends with her?
No, because then afterwards, when I had my daughter, she was, of course, godmother, as we promised. So, you know, she was going to be there for me and everything like that. So when her kid came along, I expected to go, I guess what, you know, ready to be godmother. And I said to myself, oh, so what happened with the godmother? She said, oh, no, that's going to be my sister. Too. I said, yeah, but your sister's always going to be the auntie, but I was always going to be the godmother. So from that, I kind of went, nah, I'm done. See you later.
That's
a lot of years ago, though.
There's a book in that, Gay. I reckon there's a book in that.
Can we get, Gay, I'm going to give you $100 to spend on your new outfit at Westfield. And you know what? I'm also going to give you $100 worth of petrol so you can go around there and sort this out with your friend. You know, that goes back a long way. Tom, I know you're not happy. I'm giving away a lot of prizes.
We normally only do one prize.
Don't raise your voice with me, Tom.
I'm going to give you Gay. I'm going to give you Sarah as a new friend. As a new best friend.
To be your friend.
All right, Gay and Sarah, sitting in a tree.
Oh, you guys are wonderful. Wow. Yeah, I mean, I'm part of the 6 o'clock club, so I'll be
I don't know what you're talking about.
You can't just there, Gay, sorry.
You've just lost all your friends in here, mate. All right, after the news.
She was doing so well.
She undid herself at the end there.
Tom, she doesn't get any of those
prizes anymore.
No, we're going to have to let her go, mate.
I understand.
Find her and let her go.
Bad Gay.
Actually, call the cops.
Sydney's Fitzy and Whipper. I want to introduce you to a guy called Davey Oliveira. What is he? Brazilian, but he's in Sydney at the moment, mate, and he's a tradie. Anyway, he's there with a jackhammer. He stopped in front of his... Oh, he's really hot. He's got a bit of a Wolverine-type beard, to be honest. There's a big digger in the background.
A Brazilian tradie, said.
Yeah, how does that sound?
Beard.
With a beard and a hard hat on.
Yeah, they're thanks two, for coming. Yep.
They're two words that get my juices flowing, if you know what I mean.
Yuck. Oh.
That's unnecessary.
Anyway, back to Davey. Davey puts his jackhammer down, takes his hard hat off, and how's this, Sarah? Bangs out this song.
That's not bad.
Wow, the old Ness and Dorma.
What about Pavarotti? Brazilian tenor tradie.
Ooh, finishes.
That gets you excited.
Doesn't it? Now that gets my juices going. Flowing. So he then picks up his hard hat and gets back on the jackhammer and keeps working. 13, 24, 10.
What a catch.
Whenever you see somebody like that, you wouldn't assume they would have a talent like that. Are you the best singer in your workplace? 13, 24, 10. Give us a call
This is tough, though, asking people to ring in.
Tommy, why don't we... If we look around here at Nova...
I'm not singing today.
Sarah, could you bang out something?
No, we always make fun of me for singing. Do not play it, Josiah. Well, it will be your last day.
You sound a lot like Katy Perry. No. This is Katy Perry's new song.
Let you go. Give me your money. You're deep inside my soul. Give me your money. I can't let you go. Give me your money. You're deep inside my soul. Give me your money.
Fitzy just doubles over.
Tommy,
can you
go out and see who's in the office now?
Yes.
And see if you can get them in to see if they can sing. Let's drag someone in from outside. See who's fighting around out there.
Good on you, Tom. Great to see you, mate.
Maybe the newsroom, big guy. Who's this? Jack.
Oh, Jack, how are you, man? Hey, Jack looks like a tradie at the moment, too, with your beard, Jack.
Come over to the microphone.
Fist away from the mic, mate, and be yourself.
Sorry, mate. What do you do here at Nova, Jack?
In sales.
Okay.
How's that going for you?
It's all right.
It's a good family here, isn't it, Jack? You get along with everyone well?
It is a great family, mate.
How long have you been here for?
About a year and a half now.
Okay.
Enough of that.
Shit, I've never seen it.
Okay. That hurts.
Whoops.
Look at Jack, was it?
Yeah, right. Thanks, mate.
Mate, have you got a song? Okay, we're trying to find the best singer in the workplace right now.
Right.
Have you got something you could bang out?
It's not going to be me.
Give it a go.
But a bit of R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly.
Oh, great song.
Okay, yeah.
Here we go.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky.
That's nice.
I think about it every night and day.
Oh, yeah.
Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar.
That's nice, isn't it?
That was not
That's
bad.
Pretty good. Yeah.
To give you a bit of an idea as well, Jack is the man who has helped shadow write some of the biggest disaster raps that I've put forward.
Oh, with you.
Oh. I try to make them as easy as I can.
Get out, Jack.
Get out.
Are you getting outside help?
No. Yeah.
Tommy, can you... Thanks, Jack. That was great.
No worries, boys.
Well, do you do that down at a pub at all, or karaoke?
Nah,
or
mate.
Just in the car. In the car listening
in the car.
To whoever sang that song. Thanks, mate. Tommy, can you have a look around? See if there's anyone else.
Get back out there, Jack.
Who else have we got
sell,
here?
Sell.
Oh, Bryony.
How's Mitch, your boyfriend?
Good.
Yeah,
he's
Bryony.
He's actually six.
Oh,
seven.
Is he? Yeah. Glandular fever.
Oh, well, I want to... Yeah, I've got a problem with my computer at the moment, so who's going to fix that today?
Killer Keith.
Nova. Bryony, can you sing us a song? We're trying to find the best singer in the workplace.
What have
you got for us?
Bruno Mars. Think I want to marry him.
Let's go for this. Here we go.
It's going to be good.
Okay.
Take it away.
Might have to put something behind it, like a clap or something.
Yeah, sure.
Wait, I've got to turn my chair around. Sorry.
it's not the voice. It's not the voice.
I'll be Seal.
Okay. You ready? It's a beautiful night.
Yeah.
We're looking for something dumb to do.
Yeah, amazing.
Hey, baby. I think I want to marry you.
Yeah, this is good.
Is it the look in your eyes?
Yes, it is.
Or is it the dance you do?
Yeah!
Woo! Who cares, baby? I think I want to marry you.
Wow! Bryony, that was amazing. So far, you're winning. Was that a sort of subtle proposal to Mitch?
What?
No. Whoa.
What the hell are you doing?
I think it's meant to be the other way around.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I forgot how
what
they do
What the hell
it
are you doing
days?
At Nova?
Oh,
get out of here,
you
man.
You sound like Jess Malboy.
that's actually a very, very big compliment.
That's a big call.
Yeah, even more impressive that she was able to sing through your out-of-time clapping.
It's not a clapping contest, mate.
Do you have a manager? Because Whippers managed a few girls at Nova with singing careers.
You wouldn't have heard of them. That's the bad.
Bonnie, thank you for coming in. All right, 1324, give us a call right now. If you're the best singer in your workplace, and you think you're the best singer in your workplace, do you?
Yeah, I believe I am.
What do you do with yourself? What industry are you in, Ange?
So I'm a finance manager. Mm-hmm. So accountants. Accountants can be creative.
Oh, okay. Well, everyone thinks accountants are boring.
Oh, that's not fair.
Yeah, that's the hidden facade.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ange,
what do you got, Ange? What do you got for us?
We'd love to hear your...
All right. Okay, well, since Bieber's in town, I wanted to put some Bieber for you guys.
Great, let's hear it.
Good girl.
All right.
Take it away.
What do you mean? Oh, when you nod your head yes, but you want to say no, what do you mean?
That's good.
Hey, when you don't want me to move, but you tell me to go, what do you mean?
Oh, wow. Not bad.
That is good gear.
That was magnificent.
Tom, couple of tickets for Ange.
To what?
Justin Bieber?
After nine,
more, of course.
I'll send you through all my details for my tax return as well, Ange. I need you to get on to that, if that's
all
okay.
Right. Anna's in Blakehurst. Welcome to the show, Anna. You think you're the best singer in your workplace?
Oh, yeah. Well, I get told that. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
That's good.
Where do you work, Ange?
I'm Anna. That's all right. I'm the CEO of Dalton House, venue and catering collection. So in the hospitality world.
Magnificent. Wow. Yeah, beautiful place, the old Dalton House.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of performers there that come through nearly every day with some functions that you have.
All the time. And I used to do it in my early days, bit of jamming. But now I surprise my staff. And rather than not, yeah, it's a bit of fun. So right. Being that Adele's in town, I thought I'd compete with Bieber.
All right, here we go. Okay, take it away.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay, let's go. Everybody loves the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move.
Oh, that's...
Everybody here is watching you, because you feel like home. Huh? You're like a dream come true.
Ooh, here she
you
goes.
Look like a movie. Mm. You sound like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young. That's a daddy.
Oh! Yeah.
How do I know?
I mean, you've given it 110% there. That was amazing.
No,
Anna.
Tickets for my daughter?
Tickets for Tom and Adele.
After nine, if we have any.
Anna.
Oh, good. I did it for a bit of fun.
Nah, good on you, love. That was awesome. Tommy, stay on the line. Tommy will have a chat to you and see what he can do.
Anyone else floating around, Tommy?
We can see if we can find anyone else out
to come and do a song for us.
Jeez, you're really into the singing.
Well, can you beat Briny? I'm loving this. Who we got here?
Harry! G'day, Harry.
Come over here, Harry.
Never seen Harry in my life.
Harry's new to Nova, aren't you?
Very, very new.
Where do you work, mate? What area are you in?
Programming.
Oh, so you do bugger all.
Oh, sure.
Not okay, a lot no. gets done here.
Harry, you've got a song for us, mate. Can you sing it all?
Oh.
That's why you're in here.
No, Harry, I quickly met Harry out the back there. You just gave me, you said that you've been compared to someone, haven't you?
I wouldn't say that I'm my generation's Ed Sheeran.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. Isn't Ed Sheeran his generation?
Isn't it the same generation? I reckon you'd be similar age, mate. How old are you?
He's only 24.
14. Yeah. Right. So you're going to go with an Ed Sheeran just because you've got red hair?
After this performance, this segment will be called Fitzy Whipper and Harry.
All right, let's hear it, mate.
Good luck, Harry.
I can be your hero, baby.
Whoa. That's not Ed Sheeran.
Don't interrupt, man. No, keep going. You had that.
I
can kiss away the pain. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I will stand by you forever.
Bring it on, Harry.
You can't take my breath away.
Oh. Get out, Harry. Get out. Harry, that was... He's put his hand in the air.
Oh,
he's dabbed. I think we have a winner. Thanks, Harry. See you, buddy. This is-